This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's seatbelt usage is well below the national average at 87%, and starting today, the state is launching its largest seatbelt enforcement campaign of the year. More than 1,800 Colorado drivers got tickets for not wearing seatbelts around this time last year. Candidates for Denver mayor are weighing in on whether they'd support a ban on flavored tobacco products, including menthol. Mike Johnston says his focus now is on homelessness, housing, and public safety, but
if the council wants to bring it back and do it again, I'd happily be in conversation with them and think I could get to a position where I could support it if there are some protections for small businesses.
Kelly Broff says she supports a ban.
This is the upside of not running for another office. I would not veto it. I would let it go through. Like, we have to address the health of our youth.
Denver City Council passed a flavored tobacco ban in 2021 that was vetoed by outgoing Mayor Michael Hancock. Colorado Rockies pitcher Ryan Feltner could be out for months with a fractured skull. He was hit in the head by a line drive in Saturday's game against Philadelphia. Estimated speed of that ball was 93 miles an hour. Feltner went to the hospital with a fracture and concussion, but was not expected to need surgery. The Rockies lost that game, but beat the Phillies yesterday. They host Cincinnati tonight. In Cripple Creek, Donkey Derby Days is back on. Organizers say they've received enough donations, sponsors, and volunteers to have the event in August for its 92nd year. Cripple Creek also has a herd of rescue donkeys that serve as free-range ambassadors to visitors through the spring and summer. They will soon be released from their winter pasture to roam the city's streets. The original release date was rescheduled because of the weather. And the Front Range can expect more rain today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.